guys, dating is so annoying, especially if you don't know you've been asked out, actually. Like, that confuses me. So if a guy goes, hey, let's get coffee, does that mean it's a hangout or a date? Does it really matter that I need to know either, right? Because if you think about it, in both cases, it's really about getting to know the other person. But how should I dress? What should I expect? Should I think he might kiss me or hold my hand or something? Or maybe just not have expectations. Just be cool and chill, you know, like you're hanging with your homeboys. So how cute do I look? Do I just dress like me? I'm kind of cute in general. But anyway. So me and my friend Luna, we were just discussing this. Hangout versus date. Hangout versus date. Because I'm leggy jig, I have to examine this because sometimes it happens. I get confused. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. My friend Luna joined me for this podcast in examining what is good, what is best, a date or a hangout. You decide. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Peace. Hello, everyone. This is Lady Jig of Love Exchange, and I have a special guest today. I rarely have guests. I want more guests, so hopefully this is going to be a trend. I have Luna here. I'm recording in my LA home. Not that I have more than one home, although I am from the Bay Area, so I do have a home there. But anyway, so Luna, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. My voice is a little raspy this morning, So I apologize, but I'll try my best.
I think you sound fine and sexy, and that's what we're all about here in Love Exchange, Of course. And Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year.
It's
2019. Yeah. It is the 10th of the year, first 10 days.
I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, right?
It's been a minute.
It's been a long time, so yeah. I'm glad we're starting the new year correctly here with some good company. So it's the first 10 days, and I've been saying that in my podcast, it's the 9th, it's the 7th, because it's just like, wow, it's 2019. I don't like this, but I kind of do. You know, it's like exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. Mm-hmm. So before we were recording, we were talking about how dating in general can be confusing, right?
Yes.
Especially, and I think I brought this up in a previous episode about hangouts and dating. Like, because some guys, like, and I don't want to, I hate like putting all the pressure on the guys to ask the women out. But even for the women, we don't say to a guy, let's go out on a date.
Yeah, not generally.
Not generally. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about that a little bit. I asked Luna earlier, like, when was your last date? And for a while, you kind of thought about it. You took the time to think about it, and that's fine. I actually had one recently where this guy was like, let's go on a date. I was like, oh shit, you exist? You know what I mean? Like, thinking in my mind. Like,
where he actually says, let's go out on it. He used the D word.
Yeah, he used the D word a few
times. That's rare.
Yeah.
That's
the
rare.
Other D word, y'all. So I'm kidding. Anyway, so, and I think I had asked you, when was your last date? And that took you a while. You said 3 years ago? Was that like?
About 3 years ago.
Because it was a Bumble thing.
That was on Bumble. The one date I ever went on.
Okay.
On Bumble.
Yeah. But how about the last time you hang out with a guy?
Oh my goodness.
And what would you consider that as? A hangout or a date?
The last time. Yeah. I regularly hang out with guys one-on-one, but I would not in the moment refer to our hangout as a date. If I sit back and think about it a little bit afterwards, I might say, ooh, that felt kind of datey. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of felt like he paid for my dinner.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that
kind of felt like a date. But in the moment, I will not say this is a date, and I won't agree. I generally don't agree to go on dates.
Okay.
I feel very I get a lot of anxiety when it comes to dating.
Okay.
They always make me feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Which is why I have to be tricked oftentimes into going on dates, because it's just that amount of expectation, you know.
So if they say hang out, would that give you the same anxiety?
Slightly less.
Okay.
It depends on the nature of our relationship. If I feel this guy is giving me vibes, if I feel like he's flirting with me and I think he likes me, if he says, hey, we should hang out, I know it's a date.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm
sometimes
not dumb.
You can tell.
You can
sometimes
tell.
You can tell, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they go, hey, let's have coffee, Luna.
Okay. Here. The thing that would make me feel not uncomfortable is if, for whatever reason, this guy in question and I are working on something together. Like, we have to discuss like something for work. We have a project. There's some other innocuous reason that is not remotely romantic or sexual that I have to meet up with this person. And then we just end up talking and it's fun.
Okay.
I get tricked into it that way. And then I think, okay, all right, it's not a date. We're just hanging out and discussing business. My coworker, we're discussing business.
We're working on a project.
We're working on a project together.
Got it.
And then you could still have fun on it because it's under the guise of this is just work stuff, you know?
And yet you don't know. You don't know, right? You never know what he might feel.
Exactly.
It could just be, he might be thinking the same thing. This is a work thing with Luna.
I'm sorry, say that again.
This is a work thing with Luna.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, because sometimes I reflect in my long-term relationship, and, you know, that was a long, like, almost 12-year relationship. Oh,
you're such a granny.
I know.
Many moons ago.
I know, many moons ago.
When I was young and innocent.
I know, when I wasn't talking about this stuff yet. But when I was reflecting about how we got together, right, from the time we met, from the actual time we finally say we're together.
Yes.
That was an 8-month span because meaning, like, acquaintance, we were actually the same. We went to the same school. We were in the same student organization, so we just met, you know, you just see people the same time over
so you guys
and
were friends
again. We were friends.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there was even a time I had a crush on him in the beginning, and then I heard he was kind of talking to someone, and when that happens to me, I'm not interested.
You're like, oh,
because that's a waste of time, right?
Gotcha.
Like, why would I continue or care?
And
then what ended up happening is that, like, that ended with him, but I started seeing someone. But eventually we would start venting to each other about each other's booze. Yeah, and then that's kind of how we kind of start becoming friends in that way. But we were also part of this organization, so we're working there as well.
Okay.
And then it just fostered this, like, you know, just a natural friendship in general.
So funny, though, that you guys grew closer by bonding over, like, how annoyed you were at your own booze or something like that.
Yeah, or people you were seeing at the time,
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. So it wasn't just one person each of you were seeing. It was, you guys were dating other people and talking about it.
Yeah, he was seeing one person. I was seeing one person,
Oh, so then, it was one person then.
Yeah, it was one person. Gotcha. And we just talk, obviously, in a conversation, you just talk about random stuff.
Right,
and then
right.
It was like, okay, he's a cool guy to have to be friends with. At that time, I no longer had a crush on him. It was just like, we're friends.
So it's safe. Like, there's no expectation.
Exactly.
You're just chilling with your guy friend.
Exactly.
Because he's taken,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's what I reflect upon in a lot of these things that we do as we date, meaning I think we put a lot of pressure, a lot of expectations when we go on a date. So it doesn't foster a natural friendship anymore. It's just
you really hit the nail on the head, I think. I think my idea, what I'm thinking right now, is that maybe in decades past when I guess, at least in our society, sexes were a bit more separate.
Yeah.
You tended to, they didn't, men and women didn't mix as often in a friendship setting. I know I've read articles that show in years past, more men and women are maintaining quote unquote platonic relationships.
Okay.
So we're hanging out with each other more, right? I think nowadays it's not as quote unquote necessary for us to be like, hey, we need to go on a date to get to know each other on an official romantic setting type of date. Nowadays, we do all these kinds of things together. We work together, you know, we grab coffee together, we share similar interests. So when you remove that expectation of this might lead to marriage, I think we're more likely to be ourselves and to, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if that made sense, but and that's personally how I operate. I think maybe in the 1950s, the majority of my hangouts with the opposite sex would be labeled as dates.
Oh, yeah, most likely.
Because just by virtue of us being alone and he's one of the opposite sex.
Yeah, for sure. There's no such thing as like.
Right. But in our heads, it's not a date.
No.
Right.
No. Thank God we grew out of that. But anyway.
We don't live in that time anymore.
Because back then it was like women like got married to get out of their core family. That was their way to get out. Like, because a single woman living on their own is like, what are you doing? Who are you? You know?
Right.
So it was just like not a lot of women did that. Not to say no one did, but not a lot. It wasn't common, I guess.
Well, a lot of women stayed at home too.
Yeah,
they weren't working alongside other men. So you didn't have to brush up against them as often.
Yeah, exactly. So with me and my ex, it was just kind of interesting how that all developed. You know, it was just so natural. natural and kind of unexpected even. Like, we started realizing, oh, we like each other. You know what I mean? Like,
so at what point were you like, we're unhappy with our booze. Why don't we get together? Like, was there a definite moment with that?
Well, no. What's crazy is that that just ended naturally and we were still friends.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah. So that already.
Very natural progression.
There was a clear cut. You know? It wasn't like, oh, let's do this, you know? Yeah. But I guess I reflect that on a lot because, yeah, like I was saying, it just seems like we pressure ourselves. Like, let's do this. Let's foster this. But then if I meet one guy, and it's like my bad to expect anything. You know what I mean? Like, if I meet them once, obviously I need, it takes time
to foster to develop a relationship.
Just a relationship in general, whether it's not even intimate, just a friendship even.
You know what? Just you talking about this is starting to get me thinking about something. What if we are unintentionally screwing ourselves over because like the D word or whatever you want to call it is giving us these expectations that should not be there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think about all the, all the guys I've been involved with in my life, and every single one of them started out being as basically my friends.
Yeah.
It, with maybe one exception, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
They all started off as like someone I knew. Started to happen to hang out, or we were working on something together, and we realized, hey, it's fun hanging out with you. I never met any of them online. No, none of them were introduced to be my friend by friends saying, you should date this guy. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the traditional way of meeting
men. Okay, got it.
But I just don't operate that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, I'm going to make an analogy. When someone says to me, oh my gosh, Luna, you gotta watch this movie. You're gonna love it.
Okay. I think I know where you're going with this. Go ahead.
The more someone says the more someone says, Luna, you gotta watch this film. You're gonna love it. It's so good.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee you I'm gonna be like, it was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when someone says, you're gonna cry in this movie, it's so sad.
Right.
Shoplifters. Oh, wait, what? Or Inside Out. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
When someone says, you're going to cry, I'm probably not going to cry. Maybe I'll tear up, but I wouldn't have cried as much as I would have if someone just hadn't warned me about it.
I know. That's why I try not to read reviews or ask any other people's opinion.
That's smart.
That's
smart. Well, I don't want to waste my time.
You know, I mean, that
if it's
too,
a notorious taint, like a flop, I kind of don't want to watch
too.
It.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the trailer, and if I'm moved by it, I'm going to do it. And then
exactly.
And if it's a flop, that's my mistake. You know what I mean? That's what I mean.
But you went out and you tried it out, right?
You know, yeah. I feel bad because I watched Aquaman and I didn't like it. So, I mean, I liked
shade
it.
Shade on the Aquaman.
Well, it was entertaining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there were some like cheesy moments. I was just like.
Basically, cringing. It's not winning any Oscars.
No, I mean, all these horror, like, I mean, not horror, but like superhero type of movies Marvel are not. Films. Marvel at least knows how to balance it, being funny and.
Oh, so you're bagging on DC now. Is that
I love DC in general. I'm bagging on the DC movies, okay? That's different.
Wonder Woman was pretty good. I like that one.
Not all of them.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Yeah,
some,
yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Even some Marvel, you're like, okay.
Oh, definitely.
Anyway, we're not. This is not a movie review.
Sorry.
This is about dating in our love lives.
About
anyway.
That too. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so there's that.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving forward, I just do want to go over the date term versus a hangout. So when a guy says, hey, Lady Jig, let's go out for a hangout versus Lady Jig, let's go for a date, what would be the pros and cons? So for me, at least, like if they say date, the pro is that it's clear they like me, right?
I was just going to say that.
Right, right. Yeah. So I know we talked about this earlier. It's clear he likes me and he has the confidence to admit that.
I was going to say that,
right?
Too. Yeah. And you stole mine. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what to say anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. You can still chime in. But this is some stuff we had agreed on.
For
so
sure.
This is from me and Luna. and then hang out. Do you want to share your pros and cons?
Okay. So.
Oh, actually, sorry. I forgot to go over the cons for dates. Oh. You want to go over that? The cons?
The cons
and
for date.
We talked about a little bit.
I'm just thinking on the fly here. Okay. So the cons for date is number one, you might scare the girl off if she is still unsure about seeing you in a romantic sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when you use the word date, know that in most cases it is a bit of a risk because you don't know whether or not she sees you that way. And if it's progressing a little too fast, she might just say no. So when you use the word date, the con is that it could really up expectations in a way that you might not anticipate or desire. Another con is that, you know, just like a guy who says the word date shows that he has confidence or is like willing to show enough confidence. If you as a male do not feel particularly confident about yourself, using the word date could potentially be hurtful if you get rejected. So that kind of just ties in the idea that the D word is a risk.
But dating in general is a risk. No matter what, right? I mean, you put in a lot of time and effort into someone.
Dating is an interesting phenomenon because for most of human existence, that didn't really exist.
Yeah.
Marriage was a business transaction, right? So dating is this field with murky boundaries.
Yeah.
Things are intentionally vague.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the social skills to pick up on certain signs, you're kind of screwed, or you gotta learn it, otherwise you're just gonna be floundering.
Right.
So it's everyone has stories about dating.
Yeah.
Because it's awkward.
Exactly. Yeah. And another con would be pressure, right? You don't know, both of you don't know how to act, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like it's a date. How do I show? Exactly. Do I have to pay? You know, do we pay? What is it?
The expectations are not 100% clear sometimes.
Yeah.
Is she old-fashioned? Is she, you know, super liberal? Does she want me to pay? Should I pay first? Do I hold open the door? Is it inappropriate to ask to kiss her? Does he come back to my place? Does he get to think I'm a whore? You know, it's just
I mean, with all those questions, I would just play it by ear, honestly.
I mean, one would hope.
I mean, obviously everyone has their deal breakers, right? But I'll try to be open-minded as I can be when it comes to anything. Like,
in many ways, gotta read the
especially
signals.
Especially the first date, I think we put a lot of pressure that as if, okay, I hate this shit. I hate when people think like we gotta have some fucking sparks on the first date, and it's not necessarily so.
That is so interesting to me.
Yeah,
because
not necessarily so. Yeah,
I want sparks.
No.
Well, I want to talk about this.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Because I have a feeling you may have some listeners, some lady listeners or even male listeners out there who might identify with me. Growing up, I was always this secretly low-key romantic. Yeah. Like, I wanted to
I'm a romantic, and I admit that.
But you're proud about it. I think I'm still recovering. So, you know, I'm a recovering romantic. To give you listeners just a bit of an idea of who I am, like, I'm the kind of person who's like, I've been so jaded and so hurt over the years that I take pride in being like, love is dumb, you know, like relationships are dumb.
To be the rebel now.
Yeah, total rebel. Like,
rebel romantic.
But I think everyone sees right through it, you know. Yeah, I think everyone knows that, like, deep down, I'm just a total idealist.
Yeah.
And I am such a romantic.
Yeah.
But growing up, you know, when I was a preteen, when I started getting interested in like the other sex, I always dreamed about like
being swooned.
Sparks, yeah, like sparks just flying when I meet the person I'm meant to be with.
I blame
with.
Movies,
we've all seen 500 Days of Summer.
You know
how that goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started asking some of my close friends, like, wait, so when you meet someone on a date and the sparks don't fly, like, what does that mean? Mm. Should you just not? Does that mean you don't have chemistry? Mm. You know, I think a part of me was also a little bit traumatized because when I was younger and I started dating people who I should not have been dating, I really tried to convince myself that you can learn to like them. You can learn to develop those sparks, you know, and they would try to convince me too.
Yeah.
So for a while I was like, who do I listen to? And I was getting really confused.
Okay.
So a part of me is like, you gotta be realistic, you know, these things happen over time. And then the small idealistic child in me is like, but I want those sparks.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you feel about that?
I agree. I am a romantic in 2019 and it sucks. I try not to indulge in what I want.
When you say you're romantic, because, you mean like you want it all, the candles and rose petals?
I don't know about the candles, but once in a while, a rose, you know, you know, I don't care if they open my door. I think it's sweet, but I don't care. I could open my own door, but I do look at that.
The
and
gestures.
I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you, or have you at any point in your life dreamed of like finding your ideal partner. You know what I mean by that? Someone who just like really understands you on a deep, intimate level that no one else does.
Or ideally, yeah. And I had that. Ideally, with my, I had that with my previous partner too. Yeah.
So it is real.
It's real.
Love is real.
It is. And then going back to that, what I was also trying to say is that the sparks didn't fly in the beginning. Do you know what I mean? Because we had developed that friendship. Because what I learned about myself after my boyfriend and after going on dates with all these other guys, I like someone that I can trust, you know? So I have sleep around, but it's not the same with someone that you can trust.
Are you saying because you had established a friendship prior that was based on trust, you know that
this person won't hurt
potential,
me.
Yeah. For a romantic partner.
Yeah. Okay. And even in bed, like this person would try to please me. Do you know what I mean? Like that's that.
I hope so.
Well, because there's some selfish guys out there. Even if it's like a one night stand, not guys who don't give a shit. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, whoever you are, fuck you.
but none of your listeners, obviously. Yeah. Listeners.
Who knows? Because I do tell everyone about it. Everyone is here listening. I think.
Okay, so maybe.
I don't know. I don't know who's out there. Everyone's like, well, I'll please you later. Shut up. You get in line. You get an application
listeners are like, Lady Jig, I want to please you.
Well, here are the points. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. So, those are the hangout pros and cons from us. Mm. And then hangout. What are the pros and cons? Like, for you, like...
Should we start with the cons or pros?
Let's do pros.
Okay.
Let's do pros, yeah.
So, for me, the pros of a hangout are infinite. Let me think here. One pro for yourself, the person who's asking out the other person, is that the ball's kind of in that other person's court.
The one who asked the person out as a hangout?
In a way, because you're leaving it purposefully ambiguous. Mm. So that other person can take it as they want. If they want to see it in a romantic sense, let them see it in a romantic sense.
It's broad.
Yeah, it's broad. You're just throwing stuff out there.
Okay.
You know? And you're not sure. Mm. So maybe it just so happens that there's no chemistry and you guys are just chilling as friends.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's no chemistry at all. It doesn't matter. It was just a hangout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Okay.
So one pro is that there lends you just a little bit more power in a sense.
Yeah.
Because it's open-ended.
Okay.
And number two, the expectations are considerably lower.
Yeah.
There's no code of conduct aside from, you know, basic politeness that you're expected to follow,
right?
But that whole opening the door thing and all that stuff, all that goes out the window, at least in a modern context.
I think some guys try to be chivalrous regardless whether it's a hangout or not. They'll still do the
is nice.
So even then I don't even count it as meaning they're interested in me, not to say they're just being a polite gentleman.
Well, some people like to read into things.
Yeah, don't read into things, ladies and men.
I don't do that. Yeah. Totally, never. So there's that. The expectations are lower for the other person and probably for you as well. Mm-hmm. What else? Those are two pros. Mm-hmm.
You said you had infinite of pros. So she got a list here for me.
Maybe you should take that part out.
It's all good. I think you kind of touched upon less pressure, as you were saying.
I think it mostly has to do with less expectations and less pressure. Yeah.
And how about cons?
Maybe the cons of a hangout are kind of, it's like the opposite side of the coin. Because things are a little vague, both parties might be bit on their toes. Like, they're not sure because it's slightly unclear. So they might have their guards up. You know, they're trying to check the other person out. Right. This happened to my friend who, there's this guy who he was 13 years older than her.
Okay.
And so
she
was 27 and he was 40 and she had never dated someone who was that much older than her.
Okay. Interesting.
And he asked her through Facebook Messenger if she wanted to hang out.
Okay.
And she didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of feeling him and he was kind of feeling her. But he explained to her later, I purposefully used the term hangout because I didn't want to freak you out. Mm. I didn't want you to think.
This is after the hangout had happened?
This is after the hangout had happened. Okay. And he told her,
yeah,
I was interested in you, but I didn't know how you felt about me. So I just used it to like throw out feelers, kind of get a feel if like, is she into me or not?
Yeah.
She could take it as she will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. And it, you know, and it turned out they both liked each other and they ended up dating for like a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was how that started.
Okay.
Through a hangout.
So yeah. It looks like I agree. I like hangouts too. Because
let me ask you, which do you prefer though? Do you want an outright date, to let it be clear, or it really depends?
It depends on the guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think if the guy is really confident, he's like, I'm going to take you out on a date, let's do this, then it feels good. Because that happened to me recently and I was like, oh shit, you actually.
But
you
know, but like that I sounds said earlier, to me like you were into them a little bit already, right?
Yeah, I like them.
You saw something in them with potential.
For sure.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I think that helped. If you like that person, then
if you like the person, come
it's
on.
Different.
Now.
Yeah.
But you want to go on that date. Yeah.
It never has happened where I didn't like them and they asked me. Like, I haven't experienced that yet. Would I say yes or no?
Sorry, say that again. It's never happened that what?
Where like someone asked me out, like said, hey, let's go on a date, but I didn't like them. I haven't had that.
Oh, really?
It was more like, you know.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
What?
That someone who you weren't feeling hasn't asked you out on a date at some point. I know guys have asked you out on a date.
Oh, no, but they didn't say date. They said, hey, let's coffee. You know what I mean? Like, there's no clear. Yeah,
it's not clear.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I have turned down a few guys that wanted to go out and stuff. Not that I'm the shit or anything, but I'm just saying that I don't say yes to everyone.
But I think, thank God. Again, I think that is commentary on just our society in general nowadays. People don't really use the D word.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That often. So that I was impressed that he did.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were impressed.
Yeah.
You were like,
yeah. All right. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the actual date and see what had happened, because we knew we both like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were flirting on the phone a lot, and then we finally had this date.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel the sparks, and I blame myself. I actually had expectations going into the date that I thought that there would be sparks, knowing that we had such good chemistry talking on the phone. Like, our phone conversation were like 2 or 3 hours.
Had you met him in person?
Once.
And that was before he'd asked you out and all that.
Yeah. Obviously. Well, we met, and then later on he was like, hey, let's have some, are you free to have coffee? Like, right now, in the moment, I truly wasn't, you know.
I find that a little
odd, actually.
And then
later on, we would just have all these phone conversations, and then he asked me out on a date, and I was like, okay, I'm vibing with this person.
Yeah.
You know, we have similar humor, you know, life experiences. Yeah, let's do this. Let's hang out, or let's go on a date. And then we did. And then I realized I made the mistake of having those expectations that I thought
that
I was going to have the sparks the first time.
I think you had every right to have those expectations, because now this has happened to me where I've just been messaging someone for hours, like on an app.
Yeah.
And it seems like we have great chemistry. And then I meet them in person and
I know it's
like
different. Yeah.
Totally different. But you were talking on the phone.
We were talking on the phone.
And that's totally different.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, if you had chemistry on the phone, how come you wouldn't have chemistry in person? Unless you were just not physically attracted to them.
Physically.
Were you not physically attracted to
them? When I first met, you know, when you first meet people, you're not always physically attracted to them.
No, you're not even thinking about it.
Yeah, you're not even thinking about it. And so with him, like, I didn't see him as that. I just thought, okay, I got to know him.
Yeah.
This is good, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought it would have been different seeing him again longer, you know, because the last time we were just hanging out with a group of people, we weren't really talking until towards the end.
Right, right.
You know?
And do I know this person?
No.
You might. Oh, really? Oh!
Anyway.
This is that's for off.
We're gonna turn this off.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all ain't that privileged. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway. Okay, so and then it's crazy because at the end of the date, he asked me like, "Oh, so did you have fun?" I was like, "I did."
This is on your official date.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like, I did. It's just like, honestly, I'm not feeling anything right now, you know. But not to say, and I realized, should I have said that? Because I feel like that might add more pressure. Because I'm gonna still hang out with him. Like, he's a cool dude.
Do you still hang out with him?
We're thinking about hanging out again.
Oh, but you told him up front at the end of your first date, I'm not feeling the chemistry.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be another episode in itself. Like, how do you turn down a date?
I know.
That's the bane of my existence. Yeah, turning down people.
And I realized, I don't know if I should have been that honest yet. I should have just said I had fun, you know, let's hang out next time. I should have just said that rather than, because I feel like I've ended a possibility, but it's as if like that's in his mind that like, oh shit, there's nothing. I don't want him to think there's nothing.
Well, I think you were trying to be honest and say, hey, this is just where I am right now.
Yeah.
And in a way, I think the impulse behind that was courteous, because you could have just been like, all right, cool. Yeah. And then gone home.
Exactly.
And like,
I didn't want to mislead him.
Yeah. You exactly. So yeah. I actually appreciate that you did that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm in awe that you did that.
Yeah.
Because I would be too chicken to do that.
Yeah.
But I wish I could.
Yeah. So I have mixed feelings. Like, I feel like I'm glad I said it, because I told him I don't want to mislead you. I mean,
that's very courteous of you to do that.
I still have fun with you. And like, the way we hang out is as if we were hanging out on the phone. Like,
did you say I'm still open to potentially another hangout?
Yeah. I said, let's hang out. I said that.
See,
let's
hang out. Nice. Yeah. No, that's nice.
I said, like, let's hang out. And I even said that, you know, who never know. Never know where this might lead to.
Yeah. That's and what was his response?
He was like, oh, okay, you know.
Do you think he took it well?
I think so. And he would still talk, but not as much, because school has started for him. So he's a student now. But
was this relatively recent, may I ask?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a student. What kind? Like an undergrad student?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm stroking my microphone stand right now.
I know, right?
Very suggestive.
My other mic is jealous. He's like, he was in the military, and then
he went back to the school.
I don't know if you know
him. Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
You may not know him,
actually. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah.
But he's in within the circles. I will stop talking now.
Okay, all right.
Anyway.
Later.
Because he listens to my podcast, so.
Oh. Yeah, oh, okay.
He does. I don't know how frequently. But at least
you think he's cool. Like, yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a cool dude, so yeah. I'm not going to. He's up in the running. I'm just kidding.
He up there.
He's
up. You know.
He's one of the running.
He on the list.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah. So yeah. So that's what the pros are. But it sounds like hangouts are best to say or do.
Yeah. Even is that the official? Just hangouts are better than dates.
Or at least when someone asks you out, it's better to say, hey, let's hang out, or let's, or even not even say that, let's just have coffee. Just go straight to the point. Like, what you're doing.
For us, for you and I, and for a lot of people, I do think there's probably people out there, women especially, who want to be asked out on a date for various reasons, including this idea that I need a man who's confident enough to say that word.
That's true.
That's not me, but I'm sure there's people out there like that.
Yeah.
But I think in general, the term hangout is a safe bet.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
It's safer.
Especially the first time you do it with someone. Like, you hang out with them for the first time. You don't know how they feel, and vice versa.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. It could be. Because we have to remember, men and women can be friends. It's not just.
That's another episode. You
know? Yeah. I know. It's. I think that's a challenge for a lot of us, to still like, oh, yeah, we can be friends without, you know.
I actually really want you to do an episode on that.
What?
Can men and women really be friends?
Really be friends?
There's still debate on this, honestly.
Oh, that's
they've done like studies and stuff. Yeah.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah. It's like that When Harry Met Sally type of.
You can't help. But you know how you see some guys as brothers.
You're
like, I can't.
Oh, I don't doubt girls
see
other women, see other men as friends.
Yeah.
But the question becomes.
Oh, the other way around.
Can a man who is even remotely attracted to a woman only interact with her in a completely platonic way without developing feelings eventually?
If not feelings, sexual feeling. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. And then their penis will F things up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then they're gonna act dumb. They're gonna get drunk one night.
Because women take a while to like a guy sometimes.
Well,
sometimes it's instant, like, oh, he's hot. But there are times, like, let's just say you're not instantly attracted to them.
Right.
As you get to know them, you start liking them.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But for many reasons, some of them biological, some of them cultural, I think women psychologically, you know, are better at separating sex and friendship.
Oh, okay.
Whereas men tend, and I know they've done lots of studies on this, they tend to have a harder time.
Okay.
So, which is why I think it'd be interesting to ask, you know, your male friends these questions.
Yeah.
And female friends.
That'd be a nice question to ask.
Stay tuned for that one.
To text out to everyone. Anyway, so yeah, let's conclude this. So we were just talking about the confusion of dating and hangouts. And it seems like just between two of us, obviously not a whole slew of women or men are part of this podcast episode, but we do like the hangouts. It's just more broad.
There's nothing wrong with asking for a hangout, basically.
But I think always, but then I also wonder, the more hangouts will you have, does that mean that will define, you know, you start getting a clear answer of how you guys feel for each other, I would think.
I mean, hangout is the safe way of going on a date with someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you are getting to know them as you hang out.
Yeah.
So it's like the less pressure, less high stakes version of a date.
Less high stakes.
But still accomplishing. Yeah,
less explosions.
Yeah. Still accomplishing the purpose of a date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so. Cool. So, but I do want to say, like, with all these, like, dating, hangouts, whatever y'all call it, I always want to say this, be honest with yourself of what you want and have clear communication with the other person. So if you're not feeling it, do not ghost. Please do not ghost. I always say this a lot of times, but do not ghost. It's better to just tell them. Like, if you don't feel it anymore, you no longer want to see them, just be upfront. You can even text them, actually.
Well, I will say, as someone who has had a lot of trouble with this, the very first date I ever went on when I was like 17, 18 with my friend's cousin, I just didn't know how to deal. I was so young.
Yeah, you don't know how to act.
I ghosted. And I felt really bad. And years later, we talked about it and he said it was fine.
Okay.
But that was the only time I think I ever really ghosted on someone. Every other time since, I really forced myself to get over that kind of initial panic. And, you know, you don't even have to necessarily say it in person or on the phone. You could text it to them, depending on the nature of your relationship.
Depending on the nature. I mean, if you're all together for 2 years, that's fucked up.
F'd up, yeah.
Yeah, no. But if it's like a few dates.
Yeah.
That's a text.
A text, I think, should suffice.
Yeah.
And I also, it's weird. I think in many ways, you actually also don't owe someone an explanation, especially if it's only been like 1 or 2 days.
No, you don't owe them, but you have to owe them an end.
Yeah, well, you owe them, like, basic communication, like, all right, I don't think this is going to continue. Yeah.
I don't give any.
Yeah, yeah. But some people are like, you know, some people you reject, they're like, can I know why? I want to know why. Tell me why. And then it's like,
I think if they really want to know, I think that's good.
It's
asking.
Up to you. Yeah. You can tell them or not.
Yeah.
But just let them know. Like, it's not going to continue.
I'll tell them.
Yeah.
If they ask, I'll tell them.
You got to teach me how to do that.
Straight up. You know,
You tell them, but like, how honest are you? Do you give them the sugar-coated version?
Oh, it depends how the date was. But like, I think I shared this in my worst date ever. That's what
I wonder if I listened to that one. I might have heard. I'm not sure.
I can tell you in person later.
I've heard a few.
Anyway.
So if it's really bad, then you will be upfront and say, you had spinach in your teeth the entire night.
I mean, it's one of those deal breakers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, I will say it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
It was his birthday too. It was That's his fault.
But if he asked for it.
First of all, I said, are you sure you wanna go out on your birthday? He was like, no, it's fine. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
And then it was boo-boo. So what? Like,
and that did he ask or you volunteered to give that information? This is why it's not working out.
I actually was like, we need to end the date now. I was like, it's really early. It's like I don't feel comfortable. I feel uneasy. That's what I said. And he was like, I apologize for making you feel uncomfortable.
Oh no, you go, girl. That's what he said. You feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's like,
get out of there. Yeah.
And then we're walking out where we were, and then he's like, can I ask why? And then I started saying it, and then he started talking over me, and I was like, that's exactly why I don't want to hang out anymore, because that is one of the examples you just did there. You just interrupted me. That is totally not cool. Like, I don't
so
like
he
that
just
shit.
Kept talking over you.
That was one
among,
of them
among
one of them, and he insulted
them,
me and he thought it was funny. So anyway,
Well,
goodbye to you, Mr. Person from Bumble.
Don't be like that.
Don't
guys.
Be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
In the end.
Yeah.
That's what this whole thing was about. Was just that guy. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, thank you, Luna. I know you have to skedaddle here.
Yeah, no worries.
We talked about the confusion of hanging out and dating, and it's not hard out there. But the main thing is, we got to be true to ourselves and not just
always.
Yeah,
put yourself first in these instances. Don't try to cater to what someone else likes or spare their feelings and in the process lose yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm not telling this to myself. I don't need to hear that.
It's always good to say it out loud though with other people and other women especially.
No, I needed to say that out loud.
But I hope to have you in another episode.
This is fun.
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah. So where you do live far from here?
No, it took like almost less than 20 minutes.
Okay. Especially this time.
Yeah,
I think this is
totally
a good
fine.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely less than 20 minutes. Yeah.
Any last parting words before I go and I do my own thing here?
Have fun with your hangouts, everyone.
have fun. Have fun. Point. Yeah.
And be safe.
Be safe.
Okay.
Always be safe.
Always be safe.
You know what that means.
I did do a list of like how to be safe on a date.
Oh, good. So, good, yeah, good.
That was
good,
one of my earlier works. Yeah. Maybe I'll do a revised one. I don't know.
Condoms.
So again, thank you, Luna. It is, what is it? Thursday, January 10th. Again, be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace. Oh man, this is being released exactly 1 week from when it was recorded. That's why I don't do the dates thing usually, because now you know how long it took me to put this out. But well, it's because prior to this release, I released my uncommon sex terms. I hope you guys listen to that. And I told you, don't listen to it while you're eating. My friend couldn't even listen to it while he was taking a shower. He just kind of felt dirty in general as he was showering, so he turned it off. Anyway, again, this is Lady Jig. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Peace.